The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we are pleased to be joined now by the former Secretary of Education for the state of Virginia and for the Commissioner of Education for the state of Florida. He is Gerard Robinson. He's also a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute now in his bailiwick there is education policy. So thanks for joining us, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
So the Black Lives Matter movement, they put out this manifesto that sounded like it was ghostwritten by Karl Marx. Maybe Bernie Sanders helped a little bit. And one of the things they asked for really was dumbfounding. I mean, listen, a lot of it made no sense to me. But by saying that we need to take money out of charter schools, that makes no sense. It seems to me that charter schools in the inner city actually help minority children the most. What am I missing here?
Well, you're actually not missing anything. If you take a look at the Cato report from Stanford University, a number of reports from Harvard and MIT, two things stand out. African-American students, on average, have a higher percentage of students enrolled in certain charter schools in certain urban areas than traditional schools. Number two, the African-American students, as well as Hispanic, working-class whites and others who are in those schools actually not only perform better, but they're actually meeting the demand that parents want, which are different options within the public school system. So taking money away will actually harm parents' demands.
Okay. Well, and so is there any voice of reason there that can actually speak out to – I mean, let me ask it this way. Why would Black Lives Matter, knowing this fact, knowing these details, why would that movement want to specifically lobby for an issue that's going to hurt minority children?
Well, it depends upon what side of the room you stand on. So a number of members of Black Lives Matter are pretty clear. Many of them either have attended schools or live in neighborhoods where their schools are simply challenged. And so from their perspective, they said, tell you what, if my public school is challenged, why don't I take money away from charter schools and give it to my school? From their vantage point, that actually makes sense. From another vantage point, you realize that public schools in many areas actually have a lot of money. Sometimes it's not as much an issue of revenue as it is expenditures. But one thing I will say is, by Black Lives Matter at least raising the question about what role money plays in education, it is broadening the conversation of how money matters, and particularly how it matters for charter schools, which I think matters a lot.
I see another element here, and I may be off base, and I just really want to know your straight-from-the-shoulder assessment of this. You got Black Lives Matter. Got the NAACP saying we need to cut back on charter schools. There's another organization out there that doesn't like charter schools, and that's teachers' unions. They don't like them by and large, and the teachers' unions have been very strong saying that we need to return the money back to traditional schools, which, you know, many people think are not working. Do you find it interesting of that connection between those three organizations? I mean, many people have looked at Black Lives Matter and wonder where their funding comes from, how they operate, and all that kind of stuff. Are they, do you think, somehow being supported by the teachers' unions or union officials in that regard?
They may be. I've heard that, but I have no documentation to validate the claim. But what I will say is, while there are members of the NEA, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers who are opposed to charter schools. In fact, there are a number of charter schools throughout the United States that are actually created by teachers, whether they are members of formal union or whether they work in a right-to-work state. So it's mixed. And it's when, you know, one thing we should also remember, the first two states that actually passed charter laws, Minnesota and California, those laws were created to empower teachers to actually create schools or to have more flexibility within the classroom to do something radically different. And those were actually supported by union members and supported by members of the Democratic Party. So when we look 2016 and have the debate about, you know, which organization's funding which group, you know, it's odd to remember or think about charter schools in many ways was driven by people who thought teachers matter.
So where, what, in your opinion, based on your expertise and experience, when we see what's happening in a city like Milwaukee, where people, you know, the city is burning right now, and we know that it is not a direct reaction to the officer-involved shooting in question, because the facts of that officer-involved shooting contradict any suggestion that it was race-induced. So we hear from all these smart people that they're upset about their poverty, they're upset about their situation, they're upset about their political representation. From your perspective, what would be the best remedy right now to help those impoverished inner-city youth who are feeling the pain?
I actually lived in Milwaukee from 2004 to 2006 when I worked as a senior fellow at the Institute for the Transformation of Learning at Marquette University. And I moved to Milwaukee, in fact, to understand how a major American city, which had major changes in labor economics in the 1970s, began to lose its population, began to see an uptick in the level of poverty and joblessness, to figure out what role could education play. Now, Milwaukee is a city that's got really two Milwaukees, one that's, you know, prospering, doing quite well, and another that's not. I can tell you firsthand that the level of poverty that I see, that I actually witnessed in Milwaukee, was unlike other cities I've lived in. And you have a generation of African-American men who are either unemployed or unemployable, or more importantly, they have the highest incarceration rate per capita for black men in the country. There are two things we can do to change that. Number one is to make sure that there are jobs in those cities, but more importantly, making sure they have the education needed to
get
take
those jobs,
the kind of
right.
jobs needed.
Well, very interesting stuff. And so do you think this will have an impact or not? The
well,
fact that these groups are calling for cutbacks.
I think the fallback from this will be, A, people will say, well, you know what, how does money matter? And I think that's always a good conversation. Number two, parents who have their children in charter schools will speak up and say, wait a minute, I don't know about your neighborhood, but in my neighborhood, my charter school works. Mm-hmm. And the more we allow parents to speak, it kind of tames some of the rhetoric with some of the reality about why charters make sense.
All right.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Gerard Robinson. Again, former Commissioner of Education for Florida and the former Secretary of Education for the Commonwealth of Virginia. He's now at American Enterprise Institute, and it's nice to have that voice because it's getting drowned out, sadly, by so many of the political opportunists that we see on television talking about Black Lives Matter and the movement. Thank you so much, sir.
Race to savings at Menards and start updating your home today. We offer an excellent in-stock selection of home appliances that are ready to take home today, including Criterion refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, and laundry appliances. They're built to help make your life simple. No matter how busy life gets, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race the savings on Criterion appliances.
Save big.